Great. So what is this scientific method to heal ourselves and others permanently? You know, from permanently. So this is what we emphasize. This is what we want to go for in as Buddhists. We want to stop all the suffering and all the causes of suffering forever, for ourselves and for others. This is a huge aspiration, maybe you think, or maybe you think even that's not possible and this will never happen. And if we understand, like karma, if we understand the true nature of things, how things really do exist, if we do understand nature and function of our mind, we will clearly understand, yeah, this is possible. It's absolutely possible. Because everything is created by our own mind. Yeah, so this is the power of our mind. Like Venerable Geshe-la says at the very beginning of modern Buddhism, there is no other creator than our own mind. So an impure world is the experience to an impure mind. And the pure world is the appearance or the experience of a pure world. So therefore, definitely, we need to purify our own mind. And this, what we're going to learn tonight, and then also 2 more weeks, is the sublime practice of taking and giving. Very, very powerful practice. Okay, so what is it about? So in this practice of taking and giving, we mainly are engaging in this practice to strengthen, to give power to our minds of love and compassion. Yeah, so we want to give them more strength. We want to improve these two very, very powerful minds, compassion and love. And through this practice, they become or transform from like ordinary love, from partial love, from biased love into universal love, unbiased love, love for each and every living being. This is what we aspire. This is the solution to all our problems. And then the same with compassion. Yeah, we want to improve and strengthen our compassion, our wish for others to be free from suffering. And at the moment, yeah, we have this wish for a few people, and maybe our families, friends, but then stops quite soon. Yeah, so our compassion at the moment is biased, is limited, and we try or we can empower this mind of compassion through this practice so that it will transform into universal compassion. That's the plan. Okay, so when we say taking, what does this mean? This means that with the motivation of compassion, the wish that all living beings are free from suffering permanently. With this motivation, we imagine. So this is very important. This is a very sublime method like through imagination, we think that we are taking all living beings suffering upon ourselves. And then giving refers, we are giving away all our happiness, all our merit, all good we are giving to others. And maybe you already have already a little bit scared. This sounds really dangerous. Why? Why does this sound dangerous? Maybe you think, I already suffer enough. I don't need more suffering. Or I don't have enough. I need more. I don't want to give. So these are very normal, or I would say ordinary answers, but also normal answers, because normally what we like is to take everything good for ourselves and give what we don't like to others. We're very generous with that. And we can clearly understand this attitude comes from a selfish mind, self-centered mind. And now we learn, we try to learn exactly to engage the opposite practice. So we imagine, just through imagination, so you don't need to worry, it doesn't hurt. You are not creating the causes that you're going to collapse under the pain of all living beings. So that's not the point. The point of this training is much, much deeper. And we engage in this training through imagination.